Hey everyone, welcome. It's
WrestleMania 30 preview for Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker.
There we go. Thanks, Kevin.
It should be said, and I don't know how hot you're going to start with it, that you have watched the beginning of Raw. I have not, as per my usual custom while doing the show review.
Yeah, so spoilers.
So I'm getting spoilers. Nobody else that's listening to this is.
Yeah, this match is gonna be good, but the buildup has been horrendous. There's been nothing good about this. So what got me so annoyed was I didn't see the very beginning, but I saw Brock Lesnar come out. He's pacing around the ring like he's scared of The Undertaker, because that's what everyone wants to see. And then it takes Paul Heyman to distract The Undertaker so that Brock can get in there. But that still didn't work, because The Undertaker was still craftier than him and saw it coming and starts beating down Lesnar. And then finally, another distraction, Lesnar's able to hit him with a clothesline and then give him the F5. That's his retribution. That's it. This is fresh. I literally said I wanted to start with this match because of that. That's fucking ridiculous. We even said on the Stunt Granny show last week we were going to give it a chance because there was one more week. Well, there's one more week, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, no, I think that's what was so funny. Well, I'm thinking of a couple of things. I'm like, oh, these previews are going to take a long time. But you're right. We talked about it last week, and we just said that it hadn't been good because Taker kept on going over. And, okay, I guess Lesnar went over. But if it took Lesnar two distractions... it's too many, to be honest with you. Or even if it takes the distractions, what he should have done is continued to beat on him, put him in the Kimura, and then work the whole shoulder angle at WrestleMania.
Yep. Keep going. Everything he should have done, he didn't do. What a waste. This match should be gigantic, just based off of that. Lesnar should have beaten him down 4 weeks in a row.
Because I kept on saying year after year, I'm like, I don't know who can take Undertaker on. And they seemed at least to me come up with someone credible. And this year it's just like, okay, now you're burning Lesnar on a kind of a terrible buildup. Well, not kind of, it's terrible buildup. So it's just like, well, there's one less credit if he wants to come back for another year.
Well, he's signed for another year.
Oh, okay. Well, if he can physically make it to another year.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Did you mean Taker or Lesnar?
Taker.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant Lesnar. But
No. Oh, yeah. I know Lesnar's signed for longer than that. But, yeah, Taker. I mean, there is a possibility. I mean, he didn't really make any guest appearances.
Yeah, no.
In between these WrestleManias, like I think he made maybe two, but like even the previous years, he'd show up for, you know, do like a feud for 2 months or something in the middle of summer. You know, he'd at least pop in for a little bit to do something.
Yeah.
But man, this past year it's been like two appearances for big things.
Yeah. And I have to retract something. He wasn't distracted again. Brock just reversed an Irish whip, so then he clotheslined him.
Yeah, okay.
But what's more infuriating is he does that, and Taker doesn't even sell like he's knocked out. He hits him with a clothesline, then gives him the F5. JBL is selling it like this is the end of the world for The Undertaker. But how many times have we seen The Undertaker finish after finish after finish, and it doesn't work? So who cares? That's nothing. And if Brock turns around to come back, and you're like, here's going to be the major ass-whipping, he just looks at him. I'm at a loss for words now, because the only danger in this, at least last year with CM Punk, with the physical mismatch that there was,
uh-huh.
Punk even said, I'll take a count-out, I'll take a disqualification, I'll take any of that. So you had that added element to it.
Right. Yeah.
So you had to go something different. So you get Lesnar. Undertaker's clearly going over. So why not make him... I mean, if you're going to bump yourself up, you know, why not go all out, man? And I mean, show ass. You've been gone for a year, pretty much a year, like you were saying. Show some serious ass. Sell you're in danger. Undertaker is in absolutely no danger going into his match.
And yeah, no. I mean, that's exactly what we said last week, and with what you're describing, like, it's just like, well, you just go with the, if you go over the Raw before a pay-per-view, especially WrestleMania,
yeah,
you know, you're not getting the W at the pay-per-view. So, I mean, that's kind of a basic, if you're not even factoring in his win streak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, that's just kind of booking 101, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not that worried about it, and Lesnar is a guy that could have created a credible threat, but they've wasted the opportunity. And like you said, like, maybe, maybe in the long run, it's a bit of a moot point if they have a really good match.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I mean, I'll give you that, but I expect this to be a very good match.
So, right.
I mean, don't take the venom right now. But it's just, it was more watching it. It was before we even started this, so you couldn't see me. I'm like, what's going on? And it really looked like Taker was going over again. And
no.
I just don't understand. I mean, Taker's smarter than this, too, which is another part. Oh my God! Which is another part I don't understand. I mean, I have to have the sound on so I can hear the buzzer go off, but that's a distracting. I mean, Taker's a professional; he's a veteran. You know, the leader of the locker room, I guess. I don't know if you're not around the locker room. I'm not sure. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be as big of a deal anymore either.
Yeah, but. But I've also noticed this match has been kind of downplayed. Like, they give it its time, but then that's it. Whereas, and maybe it's because there's two separate matches that are involved, but Batista, Orton, Daniel Bryan, Triple H, the, you know, the McMahons, all that, that's kind of taken precedent over this. And maybe that's why it's just like, well, forget it. I'm just going to, you know, make Brock look weak until I give him a little bit of offense the week before, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, the WWE, at least with these big matches, has made things pretty intriguing. But this is, yeah, because we kind of recorded the small four yesterday, even if one got bumped to the pre-show already.
Yeah, even but, we didn't think it would.
Yep, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, yeah, I mean, this one, it's really surprising, because this one's been in the works for a while,
mm-hmm.
but it's really received very little talking. Like, I just feel like even, because a lot of the recent build-ups with Taker haven't really been of the physical variety. It's more been just jawing at people.
Yeah.
And he has, you know, Paul Heyman's in there. And I think he's doing good work, but it also still feels like because Taker isn't showing up that much, like it's just he's kind of talking to a wall mm-hmm. half the time, which
yeah.
I don't think is helping at all either. Like, I don't care if, you know, continue to have him not have a match, but I don't know. I just think he needed to be there a little bit more than he has been. I just feel like there's a week or two that he had off, and it's just like, hold on. Why is Taker's only had to show up for, like, you know, none of the last 11 months. Like, can you at least show up 4 days this month?
Yeah, well, they pushed his one appearance to main event because they were trying to push it on the network.
Oh.
So I think that's what you're thinking of because they had Paul Heyman addressing The Undertaker on there.
Yeah,
but,
and I cared about it so little I didn't tune into main event.
I did. I mean, you know, you can have it on one screen and watch something else or doing something else at the same time. It's not that, wasn't that hard. And that was all I caught, though. I didn't watch main event. Oh, well. But I think they really blew the opportunity last week because Heyman was talking. Brock takes the mic from him and goes, "Enough talk, Paul." That would have set a precedent of actual danger if he grabs that microphone and goes, "Enough talk, get out here." And the Druids, all that garbage starts up. Well, not garbage. I mean, it's been a pretty big mystique builder.
Right.
You know, and he just looks at it like it's garbage. Just like, this isn't going to work. Get in here. I mean, they're making it sound like these two have never fought before, which is another problem. You know, when he comes down last week, it would have been better if, you know, he immediately just opens the casket, slams it down, and is like, quit playing games. Taker pops out of the casket. Brock's like, huh? And then just attacks and beats him down. So that even Undertaker's mind games wouldn't work against Brock Lesnar. So that Lesnar would have had a physical and mental advantage where, you know, all of Undertaker's supernatural mumbo-jumbo wouldn't have had an effect. You know? And then he could have called him out today and gotten his ass handed to him again. Then you've got the little kids going, wait, he's going to lose, right? So, I mean, are we too arrogant to think that that there's no chance Lesnar's going to win?
I don't think he's going to, I guess. I mean, the chance that he does, to me, is at about 1%. Like, I don't know why Taker would lose to Lesnar, of all people. Like, to me, if he would do it and he's kind of a leader, like, he would do it to really put someone over who needs it or just, you know, is going to be with the company for a long time after he's gone. You know, I would think it'd be someone that has some time long. And Lesnar's already a big name. Like, he doesn't need anything else to hype him. Like, and I guess that's... That it seems like that keeps on happening to Lesnar, really, in all of these build-ups, is that they seem to just be ruining all of his appearances just about, because he started off on the bad foot losing to John Cena, which made absolutely no sense when John Cena was in a slump.
Yeah.
But
at least Cena showed ass, though. Like, Brock came out, immediately F5'd him, kept outsmarting him the whole time, and then lost the match. All right. Which they just glossed right over.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, you're saying at least the build-up was good for that one.
Yeah, at least John Cena showed ass during it. So, you know. Which, I mean, agree or disagree with the finish, which I think we all disagreed.
Right.
But at least Cena was vulnerable, so his win was shocking, I guess if you want to put it that way.
Right. So. Yeah, no, and this isn't, this isn't threatening at all. It's it's just kind of weird. Like, and I guess that's the correlation I was going to make, is that they seem to be going, oh, we can sell him for anything, so we don't need to do any work, basically. Like, it almost seems like they're too lazy to write for him.
But don't you think by this point in his career, Taker is writing whatever he wants with the partner of his choosing or whatever? I can't imagine someone the last few years went to Taker and was like, all right, you and Shawn are going to do this. No, we're not. All right, well, you and Triple H are... No, we're not. You know what I mean? Like, even Punk and Taker, I got to figure something was going on there, too. I just don't think Taker's a guy that's going to read lines or go, all right, I approve the script. You know?
Gotcha.
I may be wrong, but the guy's been around the longest of anybody. I don't know. And the amount of money he brings in. Oof. Which I would love to know. This is a totally unrelated thing. I mean, this is for an actual audio show, but I would love to know how much money Taker brings in compared to everybody else. And then even historically, like Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, Rock, all that stuff. I think it'd be interesting, but whatever.
No.
But
yeah, his would definitely be over a much longer time period, but also I don't know. I mean, I know that they had merchandise before, but I just don't feel like it's being hawked. It was being hawked when we were children as much as it is now.
Oh, no.
Even, you know, just t-shirts in general. I don't really remember saying to my dad at any point, hey, I need to get a Hulk Hogan t-shirt or anything like that.
Nor should you have.
So. Well, actually, I probably would have gone with Ultimate Warrior, but... That's a definitely another subject too.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, perfect. It's just a disappointing build. It should have been handled way differently. Unless, and I agree with you. I think 1% is too high of a percentage. I don't think there's a chance in hell Lesnar wins this, and. If not, then it's just all for nothing. This was a useless build-up, and hopefully the match, you know.
Oh, well, and then that's, I guess, where I have the concern, is that to me, just because the build-up's been bad, I'm like, do they know something we don't know? Like, is Taker just, even though he's kind of... you know, glowered, and he's kind of moved around the ring okay the couple of times he's been in there. It's just like, I don't know, do they not think he can sustain that long of a match, so they don't want to put the hype into it?
Yeah.
But they still need to give him his spot, because obviously they can't just do away with Undertaker if, like you said, like he's just like, no, I'm wrestling this year. Okay.
Yeah, and especially with him supposedly having different surgeries on his hips and whatever else. Yeah. So
yeah, no, that's my big concern, is that the bad hype is portending? Is that the... I believe that's the correct word.
And whenever someone says poor, is it poor or porky? So I had no idea where you were going with that one. So, but all right.
Yeah, it's a foreshadowing, I guess. I could have gone with that word.
Yeah,
not sounded like an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'll keep going back to it's going to be a good match, and at this point, it may just be trying to convince myself of it.
Yeah, but... no, it's just a fear. Like, I think they can. To me, it's just a fear. But to me, there's no reason they can't have a good match. Lesnar's had good matches with everyone. Taker's had good matches with everyone. I don't see any reason it shouldn't be a good match.
Yeah.
So I guess I do have that that thought in my mind. But there is, like I said, just that little bit of fear that the match is going to match the hype.
And one thing I need to mention, which I forgot, when Elise found out Undertaker was wrestling again, she goes, wait a minute, who's Brock Lesnar fighting? I was like, Undertaker? Hey, what? That guy, he only shows up once a year? Fuck that guy. I'm like, yeah, well, I guess when you're that long in the tooth with the company, you get to do whatever you want. That's bullshit. I was like, yeah, well.
Well, and I guess whatever. Yeah. I know that your buzzer already went off.
That's right.
But I am kind of wondering, too. That's another thing. It's just like Taker's been around so long, and just because he's not on that much, I just wonder if they're having a hard time kind of selling it just because of that.
Could be.
You know, maybe the kids, well, you were talking about the kids, and it's just like, well, the kids don't. Like, you can kind of tell the kids the hype, but they haven't really seen Undertaker be a badass at all.
Yeah, true.
So, like, all of us have seen that happen, so we at least kind of understand the gravity of the situation, but their core audience now is a bunch of people that really haven't seen it outside of, you know, a couple of matches at WrestleMania.
It's true.
And even then, he's just beating one guy. Like, he's not, like, running roughshod over everyone. He's not playing mind games on everybody. Like, the announcers keep on... You know what I mean? They do it the right way. They're hyping it the way that they should. But, you know, I guess I just wonder if it's lost a little bit on some of the younger audience, because they aren't seeing it on a regular basis like, you know, the parents that are taking him to the show have. If they watched wrestling, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we'll see. I expect a pretty split crowd, which I think could make it a lot more fun. But I think the guys who are going to root for Lesnar know he's losing. So maybe it'll be tampered a little bit. But we'll see. And,
yeah.
And before this preview goes longer than the actual match, let's get out of here. So, all right. So thanks for listening, guys.